Hi, John. Thank you for being with us this weekend. It's a treat. You're probably aware that in Canada now, medically assistance in death is legal. And so it raises the question for me, it's legal for people who are terminally ill and under certain conditions. As an old person who, you know, will be sick and dying not too far off, it raises the question of, if I got to a point where I felt, even with good palliative care and hospice care, I couldn't withstand the pain any longer, it's an option. But of course it raises the question for me of the first precept.
Right.
Not taking life.
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
So it wouldn't...
Well, I think also, you know, one of the things is as soon as you open options up to the mind, then the nature of the mind is then to look for the logic and the reasons for it. The there is a and as we were talking about yesterday, there isn't necessarily some inherent value in being miserable and suffering. But I think there is an inherent value in cherishing life or respecting life, not to the point of desperately clinging to it, but to be able to be present for the process of sickness and dying, so that there is a natural letting go of the identification with the physical form and the personality that has been constructed around that, and that process of dissolution of the body is a really important part that helps one to take that in. And particularly these days, I mean, there's very good hospice care, very good pain management strategies, so that it isn't as if one has to go in to that with some gung-ho idealism don't want to take any kind of medicine or just do this naturally. Well, it's not that's not so helpful, but the being present for that, to really be present for that, basically the falling apart of the body is opens doorways to release that are that don't really happen with God, I just want to be done with this. This totally sucks. You know, that kind of aversion and fear are what keep us bound to this cycle and identification. So that's actually, there are discourses where the Buddha points to, you know, sometimes the actual penetration, I mean, sometimes of course people experience awakening say in their practice, in their training, but there's also that transition to death and letting go of the body is a really important transition for relinquishing that identification, because it, especially when you're just the dying process is not you can't deny it anymore. Then you can put that burden down, and so I think it's I think that's tends to be bypassed by a having that option. And so much of that option is either fear of pain, fear of the having, not being what one thought one was, either independent, strong, alive. But that underlying desire or that underlying aversion and fear is not wholesome conditioning for the mind that precept is, I mean, it's not just a blind holding to some kind of rule that's established. There's layers of profundity that we need to explore, and then the non-harming, not taking of life, applies to ourselves.